sizzling 99.9 KSIZ, where the MSP comes alive.
Get your car summarized and prepare for the warmer weather ahead with a car care package at TSI Smith Nielsen, conveniently located at 7860 Jolly Lane North, Brooklyn Park, or call Brad or Chris at 763-424-6630.
Good morning, Minneapolis, St. Paul. You're listening to Speedy and Spitz Street Beat on KSIZ, Sizzling 99.9. And we have Brian Warhol, a.k.a. Speedy, on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
What you got?
Wow, man. Every week I say, you know, things are really starting to pick up this weekend. Oh, man, this weekend they really are. And I think I'll be saying that every weekend because it's just insane, everything that's going on out there. I mean, like I say, every freaking day of the week you can go someplace.
Everybody's getting itchy to get out there, man.
That's for sure. And, you know, this nice weather, man, we're going to have some nice days coming up. Summer's definitely here. Boy, the humidity. As soon as that unofficial start to summer, Memorial Day starts, boom, here comes the humidity.
Yeah, jeez. Hello.
There's your weather forecast, or there's your weather
Oh man, you know, I see a lot of people out there, you know, and they're brushing off their cars, they're getting ready, you know, and then the next thing you know, because they're speaking to their neighbors. I mean, what car show will you be going to? Well, you have a big pick if you go out there and take a closer look at how many car shows there are. You know, it's
on Flint City's Car Cruising Group Facebook page.
Yeah. And I think the beauty about it is that, you know, Twin Cities Car Cruising Group Facebook page, it you know, allows you a lot of the different cars, shows, and cruisings, be it bike or anything on wheels, you know, throughout the metro area, as well as the state, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Cars, trucks, motorcycles, even tractors. A lot of these outstate and the rural areas, the car shows also have tractors involved. So bring your car, bring your truck, bring your tractor.
Bring your kids' power wheels.
Hey, there are some that have power wheels races I've seen, yeah.
Oh, man.
Some
funny.
Of these car shows, they do say bring the kids and, you know, bring their power wheels because we're going to have power wheel drag races.
That is so cool. All right, man.
Say one thing is, as long as we're talking about the Twin Cities Car Cruising Group Facebook page, around the first few days of the month, I'll have a listing of all the shows that we know of that are coming up for the month. So there'll be a flyer, like on June 1st. Right now, there's like 30 of them that'll be popping up on June 1st that 30. Are happening in the first 6 days of June.
Jeez.
And then as we get closer to each event, then we'll have the individual posts again of the flyer or the Facebook event post. So, you can, around the first of the month, you check it and you start planning your calendar for the month. And then you'll get the reminder as you get closer to each event. So, very detailed.
Well, I think the beauty about this is that you have so many details that are coming out of Twin Cities Car Cruising Group, you know, the Facebook page, that, you know, there's a lot of things that are happening, you know, and they continue to happen. It continues to grow. I see more flyers. I see more information about so many shows out there. And for all of our listeners, if you're not a member yet, simply go to Twin Cities Car Cruising Group on Facebook page. It's 15,800 members now. I mean, the last time I looked, it was like 15,000. Six. So I know the season is here, right? Everybody wants to get into the action, right?
Exactly. But it is for Minnesota and Western Wisconsin residents only. We don't have people from Texas or California joining us, so.
Yeah, man. Well, you know, the good thing about this is that, you know, we continue to grow and it'll be an exciting year. What do you say?
Oh, for sure. Hey, and you know what I'm doing today? As soon as we get off the air here,
what?
I'm heading up to East Bethel. There's a couple of cool events happening up there, and they're only less than 4 miles apart. So it's the monthly Cars and Coffee up at the Swilco Speed Shop, and that's at 3158 Viking Boulevard Northeast. in East Bethel. That runs from 9 to noon. Free coffee, water, donuts. It's a really cool shop. Got a big parking lot, so drive your hot rod up there. I mean, this shop, this is a one-stop shop. He'll design them, he'll fabricate them, he paints them. It's just a really neat shop. It's Scott Williams. That's what the F in the Swilco, Scott Williams Company. See how he did that? Swilco, Scott Williams Company.
You know, I think the good thing about this guy, he has history. His foundation is, it turns out, a good quality, you know, product and service. What do you say?
Oh, yeah. I mean, and he'll do everything from hot rods to muscle cars to stock restorations to, you know, complete customs. He does it all. And he'll have a lot of his work will be on display up there. So, again, that's Saturday. Today, right, as soon as we get off the air, 9 to noon at the Swilco Speed Shop. 3158 Viking Boulevard Northeast. The flyer is posted on the Twin Cities Car Cruising Group page if you need more information. And then, just a short 6-minute drive from there, we head over to North Speed and Restoration, their open house, and they're at 18689 Buchanan Street Northeast. And they're from 10 to 2, and they've got free food also.
Free food.
Another great show. Yeah, both of these events are free. That's that shop that on our garage episode that we showed that video of Ken Madden doing that pinstripe in their parking lot.
Oh, yeah.
That's the shop. So it'd be fun to go up there and see if it's still there 1 year later or if it's got these black tire prints from burnouts over the whole thing.
That was so funny. And, you know, Madden does such a great job, you know, with something like that. He's very innovative and creative when it comes to, you know, taking the handcrafted arts and applying it in a different direction. I mean, I love Ken.
Yeah, that was really fun to watch that video.
Yep.
Again, that's from 10 to 2 at North Speed and Restoration, 18689 Buchanan Street Northeast in East Bethel. So, just make it a day. Head up there, hit Swilco first, and then head on over to North Speed. I know last year they had hot dogs, so you can go get your donuts and coffee to start the morning at Swilco, and then head over to North Speed for lunch.
A combo plate today, right?
Exactly.
Oh, very funny.
And then I want to hit one more tomorrow, and this has been going on for a long, long time.
Yeah.
Over at the State Fairgrounds, it's the All GM Car and Truck Show and Swap Meet.
Yeah.
It's been there for a long time. That runs from 8 to 2. It's $20 to enter your car, $10 for spectators, under 12 are free, and it's $30 to sell at the swap meet.
Wow.
Again, that thing has been going on for many, many years. It's the All GM Car Truck Show and Swap Meet at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds tomorrow from 8 to 2.
I'm sure it'll be busy.
It will, because I'm telling you, it looks like weather is going to be nice all weekend.
Very cool. Very cool. What else?
Well, okay, so today on Speedy's Jukebox, we're going to talk about one of these female stars that just goes by one name. Today is country music queen Winona Judd's 61st birthday. You know, she just goes by Winona. She is one of the most awarded female singers with 19 number one songs. And that goes back from her time when she was doing duos with her mother, Naomi, and then also her solo career. She's been a member of the Country Music Hall of Fame since 2022. So we'll be playing two of her number one hits today in honor of her 61st birthday. We'll start out with No One Else on Earth, and then Tell Me Why.
Great selections, my friend. Thank you for being on today, and we'll talk soon, all right?
You bet.
Brian Warhol, a.k.a. Speedy. So, for Speedy's Jukebox today, his selection is Winona Judd with No One Else But... And also, Tell Me Why. You're listening to Paul Espin on KSIZ Sizzling 99.9. Thanks for tuning in today. Yeah, let's go to the music. We'll be right back.
Join us on Sunday, June 7th at 8 a.m. at the Twin Cities Volkswagen Club's 40th Annual Bug-In at Luther Westside Volkswagen, located at 2370 Highway 100 in St. Louis Park. For further details, go to their website at TwinCitiesVWClub.com.
Whether you're seeking to buy or sell a classic car, call Matt Thurlson at Mad Muscle Garage Classic Collector Car Sales and Services at 952-220-2993 or email him at Matt@MadMuscleGarage.com for further details.
So when you're chicken at the hop, 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 do the dance sensations that are sweeping the nation at the hop, 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 hop. Let's go to the hop. Let's go to the hop.
Oh baby,
let's go to the hop.
Oh baby,
let's go to the hop. Come on, let's go to the hop. Well, you can swing it, you can groove it, you can really start to move it at the hop. At the hop.
Get to Don Ramon Street Tacos at 1555 First Avenue East and Highway 101 in Shakopee for the best Tex-Mex north of the border, or call their order line at 952-217-4860 and tell them that Polly Spitt sent you.
Join us on Sunday, June 7th at 8 a.m. at the Twin Cities Volkswagen Club's 40th Annual Bug-In at Luther Westside Volkswagen, located at 2370 Highway 100 in St. Louis Park. For further details, go to their website at TwinCitiesVWClub.com.
Yeah, good morning, Minneapolis, St. Paul. You're listening to Speedy and Spitz, a street beat on KSIZ Sizzling 99.9. And we have Rich Meyer on the line. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning. Yes, I'm doing fine.
Well, I think the good thing about this, you have this, you know, event that's coming up. And the beauty about it is that it has a long-standing running event right here in Minneapolis. It's been situated for such a long time at the Luther Westside Volkswagen. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about your event?
Well, like you just mentioned, it's been on for 40 years now.
Wow.
This will be our 40th year. And obviously, Luther Westside Volkswagen has been a great sponsor. We can actually put the show on for free now. We've got free spectators, free show cars. Pretty much everything's free except for the food and any product you want to buy, like T-shirts. Or we do have a swap meet there also, in case you're looking for parts for your vintage Beetle or Volkswagen.
It's one of the more exciting shows that I enjoy. I mean, just to watch the, you know, the joy and the enthusiasm of all of the participants, the spectators. You know, I see, you know, a few animals there, you know, but they're, you know, they're to support, you know, some of the their owners. And the beauty about it is that it feels like a family event, doesn't it?
Well, it is a family event. Yeah, we do have people bringing their kids and strollers. And custom strollers that look like Volkswagen Beetles or whatever. We even have one that puts his dog in a Volkswagen bus that's a remote control and drives around the whole area with that. But you were mentioning dogs, and actually this year we're giving away, I shouldn't say giveaway, but we have a chance to win a rebuilt transmission courtesy of Dune Buggy Supply, a set of wheels for a Volkswagen, courtesy of Minnesota German Auto Works out in Montrose, and a rebuilt air-cooled motor from Duncan McCampbell, one of our club members. And all the tickets are available to purchase for $1 apiece, and all proceeds are going to go to a prairie rescue land for dogs. So that's a charity we picked this year. And everybody that brings in a show car, now you're free, You'll get a goodie bag, and in that bag will be one ticket to win one of these items. So it's really it's going to be a full-packed day, that's for sure.
You know,
vintage Volkswagens are going to be welcome to this thing.
And the beauty about this show, all right, I mean, they don't let you go hungry. I mean, there'll be a food truck as well that's going to be there, food and beverages, door prizes.
It's not really a truck. This year and for the last 20 years, we've had Deutschland Meats out of Lindstrom, Minnesota.
Yeah.
Marty comes in with his family and serves up a genuine German food, and it's a trailer, and it's a unique trailer with chrome stacks on the cookers. It's just amazing. He does a great job, sells the food at a reasonable price, and that he'll be there all day long selling stuff.
Wow. I mean, you have dealer booths. I mean, what else do you have? Trophies. And, you know, tell us a little bit about, some of the door prizes that they could win.
Well, the door prizes, as far as I just sort of mentioned, this, you know, we have the engine, the transmission, the wheels. It's amazing. I mean, there's a lot of prizes going out. And if everybody can buy a ticket if you want to for $1 a piece for those. And then, we have the car show, which we bring in around 200 to 250 vintage Volkswagens every year. Used car corral, in case you're looking for a vintage Volkswagen. We have a used car corral where you can bring and buy and sell your own car right there. Dealer booths, a lot of these shops I just mentioned will have a booth set up. And they do have new parts, new vintage parts for your old vintage Volkswagen. And trophies. Yeah, we have trophies. I think there's 75 we're making up this year. So there'll be a lot of trophies for everybody and door prizes and all kinds of stuff going on.
For all of our listeners, that's right. Put this on your calendar. June 7th starts at 8 o'clock. A buggy
and
in
the nice
40.
Thing is, June 7th this year is a different date than all the rest of the car shows. This weekend, you've got a lot of car shows coming up that normally would enter on the same day as our show, but now they're this weekend and we're next weekend.
I think the good
thing, hopefully we can catch some people that normally don't go to our show.
There you go. All right, Luther Westside Volkswagen, 2370 Highway 100 in St. Louis Park. You know, simply drop in for Bug In 40 on June 7th, 8 a.m. o'clock. You know, it's going to that's when all the action starts. What else would you like to add for this?
I guess just remember, it's a free show, free for spectators, free for show cars. It's just a good, inexpensive day to have some fun. And the dealership will be open as far as the showroom. We put cars in the showroom. This year we're featuring the cars that were brand new in 1987 when we first started the show.
Wow. That's incredible.
86 and 87 cars will be in the showroom again.
That is cool. You know, and here's the bonus for everybody, especially all of our listeners out there. Speedy and Spitz will be in attendance there. That's right. So if you want to meet and greet and stop by and say hello to us, come by about 7:45, and, you know, we'll have some, we'll chat with you. How's that one? Yeah. Anything else, Rich, what you would like to add to this?
I guess not at this time. I just want to thank our sponsor, Luther Westside Volkswagen, and the Twin City Volkswagen Club for hosting us.
That is so cool. Thanks for being on today, and we'll talk soon, all right?
Excellent. Thank you.
All right. Don't forget. Put this on your calendar. That's right. June 7th, Bug In 40 at Luther Westside Volkswagen, 2370 Highway 100 in St. Louis Park. And when you have a chance, stop by and say hello to, that's right, Speedy and Schmidt. Boom.
Whether you're seeking to buy or sell a classic car, call Matt Thurlson at Mad Muscle Garage Classic Collector Car Sales and Services at 952-220-2993 or email him at matt@madmusclegarage.com for further details.
Do you?
show me now.
Get your car summarized and prepare for the warmer weather ahead with a car care package at TSI Smith Nielsen, conveniently located at 7860 Jolly Lane North, Brooklyn Park, or call Brad or Chris at 763-424-6630.
Join us on Sunday, June 7th at 8 a.m. at the Twin Cities Volkswagen Club's 40th Annual Bug-In at Luther Westside Volkswagen, located at 2370 Highway 100 in St. Louis Park. For further details, go to their website at TwinCitiesVWClub.com.
That's right. Good morning, Minneapolis, St. Paul. You're listening to Speedy and Spitz Street Beat on KSIZ Sizzling 99.9. And we have Wolf on the line. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning to one and all.
You know, we were just talking off air about car shows. Now, I know that you've been out there in the field taking a peek at, you know, participating in some of the, you know, the shows that you are around your area. So let's talk a little bit about that. You know, what were the, some of the shows that you have been to within the last couple of weeks?
Well, it was so busy down there at Buck Hill. I didn't get there. Had some things I had to do at home, but I was up at that Emmanuel, it's a church.
Yeah,
up there and just north in Bloomington. That was a good show. There was a lot of cars there, but it was kind of embarrassing. I pulled into the lot and I got a 400 plus horsepower engine that's got a nice cam and that really sounds great. But when you pull into the parking lot, everybody's looking at your car, taking pictures, and it dies.
Oh no!
You wanna crawl under the dash?
Oh man, yeah. You know, I mean, is it the same issue? I mean, we met. I think it was last year sometime over at the in a show that Speedy and I were doing, and you had the yellow Nova. I mean, is it the same problem? I mean, I remember that you had this issue back when, you know, last year. Is it the same thing?
Well, no, that was the MSD ignition. I'm tired of those now. I haven't had any good luck with them. One of them failed, so I got a new one, and then they told me, well, these new ones, you don't need a ballast resistor. Well, that was a lie, because the car kept quitting, and I couldn't figure out what's the matter. I looked around, and then finally, I touched the coil, and I couldn't touch the coil. The coil was overheating.
Oh.
And so, and then, because I was wondering, because I'd pull off the side of the road when it quit, and I'd wait there, you know, I'd look around and wiggle wires and check, see if I was getting gas, and then it'd start up, and I'd go for, a couple more miles. So I put a ballast resistor on there, and it seemed to, it doesn't heat the coil up anymore, but this problem was, I got to thinking, when I pulled in there, I had a few things on the dash. The amp gauge was kind of flopping around. So I think, wait, maybe I got, it was going from 12 volts to 14 volts. So I said, maybe I think I got an electrical problem. So I started wiggling the wires around and on the alternator. And the one that goes to the battery that has a little boot over it, I went to take that boot off. Well, the wire came off too.
So
I put that wire back on and it ran great. But yeah, you always got a problem here and there. That's the problems you have when you work on your own vehicle. Sometimes you always don't know what you're doing.
Without a doubt. But
we got to run them.
Tell us a little bit about the show.
Oh, the show was great. There was a lot of cars there, a lot of nice people, just some great, great cars. I never expect a trophy because mine's just a fun car. It's not a trophy winner. But I was unable to stick around for the trophies, but they said they had a lot of nice trophies there, a lot of trophies, and I wish I would have been able to stay around. Maybe they got online where I can see who won, which cars won. But yeah, they had a lot of. The funny part was, well, they helped me push the when it stalled, they helped me push it back into a stall, and then I got to run, and then everybody came up to, hey, that's what was wrong. Hey, great, that's it. Pat me on the back. Yeah, you got it going now.
You know, well,
it was funny because the week before that, they usually have a get together Tuesdays, and I went there I think it was 2 weeks ago, I drove up there, and there was nobody there. They must have canceled it, or they didn't have it that Tuesday, so I came all the way back home, and that was just the week, the Tuesday before. And I never had a problem with the car. You know, it ran just fine. That's why I was scratching my head, wondering. And then, like car problems, my son has a 70-year-old Cutlass. I'm looking for someone. The engine's got a misfire. Trying to find somebody, and everybody's busy. I found a guy up by Hamel that works on Bill's Oldsmobile race engines. But he does not, he only builds them on the stands. He doesn't have a bay for cars. So he's unable to work on it. But it's got a little, it runs rough, and out of the driver's side exhaust, the left, the bank, they got a little smoke coming out. So my son and I were figuring it probably maybe a broke valve, a stuck valve, a broken spring or something like that. But he builds and he can work on the engine, but he's got his own company. He's got his own business, so he does not have time, and I don't have time. I told you, while we were off air, I told you I have a problem finding a little time for myself. I don't have time to fix it, but you know, I should run into tackle that car. I should just call him and say, take some time, get over here, we'll do a pressure test on the cylinders and find out what's going on. Because he wants to get that. It's a beautiful car. He bought that one. He was 15 before he could even drive.
Wow.
He's done a lot to that car. It's got 600 horsepower, a little over 600 on pump gas. And it's got ghost flames on that thing. I mean, it's a fantastic car. Really fantastic. So, and I want to get it running because he told me to drive it. Because the worst thing you can do to a car is sit it. Have it sit and not drive it. And that's what's happened to this car. He went to California. He had a business there for about 5 or 6 years and came back here and bought one. And the car sat. You know, because he told me I should have drove it, but I was, you know, it's not my car. I don't drive other people's car. You know how that is. I don't drive their motorcycles. I don't drive their cars. But he said, damn it, Dad, you should have drove it. I said, okay, we'll get it running, and I'll drive it. I'll be glad to take it to shows. It's an awesome car. I'll send you some pictures of it.
Yeah, please do. You know, I'd love to take a closer look at some of the stuff that you got, you know, that you're all doing on the side, you know, with your son and relatives and other friends. Yeah. And, you know, it's good to network. And, you know, sometimes you're looking at for parts or, you know, perhaps you're looking for recommendations. So, yeah, you know, please send some stuff over to me. You know, let's fast forward if we could, because we've got another about 12 minutes here. You know, let's go back in the day when you were growing up out in Omaha, okay. You know, what was the fashion out there in regards to clothes? I'm quite intrigued about, you know, way, you know, the retro times from the 40s and 50s, right? I mean, what was you know, fashion like back in those days?
Well, the fashion was if you were really cool, you had a pair of Levi's.
Oh yeah,
with the rivets.
Yeah,
but they. I went to North High School, and we were the North High Vikings, if you get that. But they banned the jeans there because it was, they said the rivets were scratching the specs of the seats.
What?
The wooden seats. Yeah, but they fought that, and they said, no, you can wear the jeans now. But I wasn't cool for a while. I had Big Mac jeans. My mother always put me in those Big Mac jeans. Looked like a farmer. They were real baggy. and my dad took me shopping once, and he got me a little pair of Levi's, and he got me this real cool white spring jacket. It was kind of fuzzy, like with elastic black cuffs and a collar, and it was really cool. All the kids at school thought it was cool, and he got me. My mom was really mad. I'm never going to send you. She's taking him shopping. He bought me a pair of blue suede shoes.
What?
That was awesome. Yeah, I had a pair of blue suede shoes. Of course, all the guys wore t-shirts, and that's so they could roll their cigarette packages up in their sleeves. That had to be cool. And no belts. We didn't wear belts. We had to
Yeah, but you know, back in the day, I mean, you could roll your cuffs up, you know, if it were too long, and that was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
And the really cool guys that were riding motorcycles had the motorcycle jacket, right? Now, not only this is the Marlon Brando, right? Back in the day, right? Now you got this pomade in your hair. I mean, you get all this grease, right? I'm going, what the heck was that all about? And a cigarette on your lip. I mean, that was the real cool guys, right?
I didn't have a grease down here. I had a flat top.
Yeah.
My mom wouldn't let me have long hair.
Really?
Neither would my dad. Yeah, they wouldn't let me have long hair, and I guess that's why I have long hair now, because making up for those crew cuts and those witch cuts.
And you know, the other thing that I remember, too, were boots. You had these boots. I mean,
engineer boots.
I'm sorry?
Engineer boots.
And I'm looking at, you know, the fashion from back in the day. I mean, it was just, I don't want to say hilarious, but, you know, we can laugh about it now because, you know, back in those days, it was just like, okay, it's the breaking in of hot rods. You get the motorcycle thing going on. You had so many thugs out there. I mean, they weren't thugs. They were just crazy.
And there was a fad, kind of. Everybody thought it was a fad, but it was really functional. The boys, the men, would wear their belt buckles on the side, either the left or the right side, not in front.
Yeah.
And the purpose was so we wouldn't scratch our cars when we worked on them. That was what that purpose was.
Oh, okay, I get it. And then you got the girls over there, you know, with the plaid. Yeah. You know, I mean, and it's like the big bouffant, the big hair, and I'm going, those were the days. Those were the fun days, weren't they?
Oh, heck yeah. And the women, the girls, they always wore those big, bulky sweaters.
Yeah.
And they wore the poodle skirts down to their ankles and bobby socks. And the only flesh you saw was their face, their hands, and maybe an inch of their ankle. They were completely covered. And we had our first high school class reunion. I graduated in 60. We had a 65th or a five-year anniversary reunion, and that was when the miniskirt was in, and by gosh, did we see some girls. Guys were talking, we didn't know she looked like that. Our eyes were bugged out of our head.
Oh, my God. Poodle skirts. I mean, oh, my. You know, and just, you know, reminisce on stuff like this. It's quite intriguing because many of our listeners are in that age bracket and they still remember that. I'll walk a show and they'll pull me over and say, man, that was the greatest segment. You know, I mean, I remember, listen to this. Then you start, you know, you have a chain of events with these, you know, people that are out there or car enthusiasts that you see at the shows, you know, they start reflecting on the stuff that they did. All right, so let's talk a little bit about high school. You were just talking about it, and you know, when you were going to high school and you went to, you know, many of the music events back then. Okay, did you, you know, did you actually walk in with a girl, or when you got there, you had the guys on one side and the girls on the other side?
Yeah, those were our sock hops, they call them. I don't know if anybody else had sock ops, but that we called them. We'd have the dance in the gymnasium, and we'd have to take our shoes off to protect the floor.
Yeah.
So we called them sock ops. And yes, the boys were on side, and the girls were on the other side.
And chaperones all over the place. And these guys, back in the day, those guys were actually dressed up to be chaperones. I'm going, what's with the coat and the, you know, the tie? And I'm going, no, wait a minute. This is, you know, I mean, I think it has to be a little bit more stringent back then. Because, you know, that was when people were, you know, getting a little, you know, it was an innocent time, don't get me wrong, but, you know, you had those non-innocent people that were out there as well, causing a lot of havoc, right? And I think this is why the chaperone thing came in, you know, and the worst thing you could see was a kiss. I mean, wait a minute, now it's a little worse, you know what I mean?
Take them to the door and give them a kiss on the peck on the cheek and see you next time.
Oh,
I dated a girl living in a Catholic, she went to a Catholic high school, and there was a dorm there. And the nun asked me when I went in there, you know, where I was taken. Copenhagen, or how long had we gone, what car I was driving, what's the license plate number.
Yeah.
Have I ever dated anybody else before? And, you know, it was, and it was, she was a great gal. It was fun. But I tell you, I wasn't always an angel in school. My dad wanted to know, yeah, we have these yearbooks and everybody signs, you know, writes something to you and signs.
Yeah.
Everybody was calling me the bomb boy.
Why?
My dad said, what? What is this? Well, my dad knew. Back there, we had the chemistry sets. And we made our own gunpowder. We made our own fireworks.
Oh, boy.
But I told my dad, well, you know, the bomb means that you're cool. Oh, okay. But one of the reasons I was the bomb boy, I used to have, you know, these M80s, or like a quarter.
Oh, man, are you kidding me? I used to blow those things up.
Man, they would.
Yeah.
Oh, that was it. And I'd have those. I take them, and of course, Wolf, I'd sit in the back of the class, and I would light one of those things and throw it out the window. You know, no air conditioning. Those big windows that opened up and down at the top and the bottom. I'd throw those out, and they'd, boom, I was up on the second floor.
And then
the teacher would run, and she'd look out the window, and she'd call, send a, they had the monitors, you know, the hall monitors. They didn't have communication type stuff back then. And radios or anything, phones. So she'd send somebody down, get the custodian. These kids are outside throwing fireworks. So I would do that every once in a while. And the custodian was always out there looking, you know, around for somebody that threw fireworks. And one day, I'm back there, I lit it, I threw it, it hit the window and fell down into the classroom. I put my head down on the desk and covered my ears and thought, I'm done.
Oh,
that thing went off, and everybody screamed, and the teacher, I think she had an eraser that she was erasing the chalkboard, and she threw that thing and screamed, and I'm sweating. She says, go down and tell the janitor that one of those kids threw a firecracker on the window. And I went, oh, my goodness. So that was my story about, see, I haven't always been a nice little boy.
You know, let's go back a little bit, because I think you touched on it a little bit, you know. And, you know, I remember, you know, my dad would talk about this, you know, and where he would go and pick up his date, all right? And you get the once, you get your the once over from the family, okay? So the dad is at the door. You got the mom there. You got the kids over there. And it's like giving you the once over, all right? Asking you the questions, like you just said. You know, what time, what kind of car you got, what time you're going to be back, yada, 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 where you're going, you have any money, you know what I mean? Oh, my God. Do you work? You know, one of those things, right? Who's your family? I'm going, oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know, this was way back. And then, you know, we got about another 2 minutes here. I just want to touch a couple of things here. What shows are you thinking about going out, say, within the next week or so?
I haven't looked at all of them, but for sure I'm going to go to Buck Hill. But I want to get there early to get it. They say it's really, really busy, that you can hardly find a spot if you get there too late.
Okay.
And so that's Wednesday. But I haven't looked. I don't know if there's anything going on tonight. I haven't looked yet. Or Saturday. But I'm going to find out whether there's something Friday or Saturday. Like I said, I can't get. Right now, I'm unable to get anything that's too far away from the home.
Sure.
From my location. But, yeah, they're definitely Buck Hill. And maybe I'm thinking about, I know, maybe is it tonight they have that up there in Egan at the Chili's or someplace, some restaurant?
You know,
I think there's one.
For all of our listeners out there, we know that you're watching our, not only listening to this show, but you're also watching for all of the events that are coming up, you know, within the metro area and as well as Minnesota. When you need further details, go to Twin Cities Car Cruising Group on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Speedy.
That's what I was doing.
Speedy and Spit basically owns that, and we control many of the events. We have 15,900 members right now. So when you have a chance, you know, stop by and check it out. But Wolf, you are going to be at Buck Hill Wednesday, and then don't forget.
That's right.
We have an event that's coming up that Speedy and Spit is always involved with. It's the Summer Spectacular, and that will be coming up on August 22nd. You know, go to Twin Cities.
Yeah, I'm going to that.
Good. So go to the Twin Cities Car Cruising Group, take a peek at it. And, Wolf, I'm going to have to let you go. We've got another 30 seconds.
Okay.
You know, parting words for our listeners.
Parting words. I would say life is short. Make the best of it. God bless you all.
I love it. Thanks so much, Wolf. Have a good day, okay?
Okay, you too.
Nicely done. Oh, man, I'll tell you what, you're listening to Pauly on KSIZ Sutherland 99.9 with the Street Beat Show brought to you by Speedy and Spit. You know, it's time to go back to some music, and we will see you mañana. That's right. See you soon.
Hello, baby. Yeah, this is the Big Bopper speaking. Oh, you sweet thing. Do I want? Will I want? Oh, baby, you know what I like. Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down. Wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's what I like.
What's that, baby? But, oh, honey. Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down. A wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Lord, make the world go round, round, round. There ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a girl. Oh, baby, that's the one I like. What's that, honey? Pick you up at 8. And don't be late. But baby, I ain't got no money, honey. Oh, all right, honey, you know what I like. Chantilly lace and a pretty face, ponytail hanging down, a wiggle in a walk and a giggle in a talk. Lord, make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a girl. Oh, baby, that's what I like!